talent, a brutal storm came in and punished the East Coast, causing tens of billions of dollars worth of damage. And I know from just being on the ground during this storm that there's things we should have done 10, 20, 50 years ago in terms of infrastructure improvements.
But they were hard sells back then, and that's why they didn't
happen. Right, and unless we start telling the truth right now and making difficult political choices which necessitate investment now, we're going to continue to see these storms come, which I don't think are 100-year anymore. It's the new normal. Joe, as you said, I think that we're going to have to start figuring out how we're going to create the kind of 21st century infrastructure and some tough costs. Like we're talking about New Jersey right now, if you build large parking lots, large buildings, there's stormwater impacts. We're talking about creating legislation to get more incentivize more permeability to our surface. But that stormwater that you're creating, there should be funds in my state, for example, to offset the cost to the rest of the community for not having those permeable surfaces. So these are kind of things that are kind of controversial, but we need leaders that will stand up within a storm. I'm not talking about Mother Nature's storm, in a political storm, and continue to tell the truth to the American people that unless we start making these critical investments now, we're going to continue to pay for them more and more in the future.
So Governor,